Right now, we have the talented Rainey about to join us. Hello, Rainey.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning. It's good to have you with us, and thanks for being up so early this morning. You've got a busy weekend.
It's tough for a vampire, but.
Well, Rainey, were you performing last night?
Yes.
I thought you might be. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
This is the Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater Company's Black and White Festival, the annual festival they do to showcase. The original was black writers and white directors, white writers and black directors. Now that's used as a catalyst to explore a variety of cultures.
And I know, I'm trying to think, there are two alternating programs, right?
Correct. There's a program A and a program B. And overall, there's five emerging writers and one tribute piece from, obscure piece from the legendary August Wilson. So there's six performances.
Yeah. The August Wilson piece is one I've never heard of before, called The Janitor.
Many people have it.
Yeah.
Even amongst us Wilsonians, when you bring it up, I get that across the country. And people say, wait a minute, I don't know anything about that piece. And it's a fun piece to explore the poetic side of Wilson.
Yeah, hearing the description of it, or reading it, it's Sam, a mature gentleman janitor of a hotel, gives a searing speech of his lived experiences while on the job to an audience of none. he just talks to himself. And this is part of Program A. And there's some great works. Kath Donnelly has Musings Upon the Mending Wall as part of Program B. I'm looking at the titles. These all sound like emotional, deep is probably the best.
Yeah. Some explorations of humanity across the board. You have an internet YouTube sensation and a Pat Kett. You have a family mourning. You have cultural differences and customs. You have all kind of things at work in these six texts, and it's really remarkable to explore both program A and B back to back if you get a chance.
Now, how are they organized? It looks like they're sort of all mixed up. There's old and new in both. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, that's
the all the texts. All the plays from the playwrights were submitted, and they're new for this particular year. And then and they were chosen by a committee. And then The Janitor, of course, kind of been in a vault somewhere.
Yeah, I just reading the storylines of these really makes me want to see these. This is in Miles to Go, Tragedy in a Minor Key. Two musicians, one old, one rising, meet by chance in a Pittsburgh bar.
It sounds like the beginning of a Don Rickles joke, doesn't it?
I'm
glad to talk about that because I directed that.
Oh, tell me about this one, because are you a native Pittsburgher?
No, I'm not. I'm actually from Florida, but I'm coming in from Texas where my spouse was getting her PhD.
So I could envision a number of watering holes where this might take place.
Across the country. I think of a couple of Chicago speakeasy type spaces.
Yeah, yeah. So what happens in this one? Or tell us about the directing you do in this one.
Yes, it's generational gap between jazz musicians, which you say that, and maybe some contemporary young people go, generational gap in jazz? What's that? What is jazz? By chance meeting, and the server kind of serves as the the lens for the audience, and we kind of find out what these two guys are about. One having this iconic history, and the other one is an emerging, award-winning musician. And I won't give too much away, but their personalities kind of collide and collaborate to present this eerie setting for us.
I feel like I know guys just like this. And, you know, Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater Company, their tagline is "Our City, Our Voices." And what's so good about these plays is you feel like these are people you actually could meet.
It could. Well, because they are. Yeah. These emerging writers, really encouraged by the committee, encouraged by Mark Lewis others as the producing artistic director, to really explore the Pittsburgh legacy, culture, and the people that, you know, the day in and day out that you see on the bus lines and the pubs or at the doctor's office or in your community at your church. And so there's no coincidence that there's a real palpable texture of it being someone that everyone knows.
Now, there are a variety of dates to see these. The Trust Arts Education Center is just a really, it's a great space.
It's got, oh, man, killer.
Yeah, yeah,
it's, as someone coming in from the outside, everything that pops up in the program, I can't go see that. I want to go see that.
Yeah. Well, it's got a great technical, you know, you can do a good theater program there. It's got great tech capabilities, and this is going to run today and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, the 4th and 5th. Shows are at 3 and also at 6 both days.
Six.
And then
opens
up Wednesday, right?
The, mm-hmm, yeah. Wednesday through the following Sunday. So,
yeah,
so you have pretty much close to a week to catch it. You can find more about it at trustarts.org, and we're down at 805 Liberty Avenue.
Yeah, I hope folks will come and see these shows. Just if anything, you know, go to pghplaywrights.org and find the program and just read the descriptions of the plays. They're going to make you want to go see them.
I agree.
Tell me just a little bit about yourself. I know you perform as a comedian, right? Or a comic actor?
Yes. Comedian. I've had a time you blink. I've had a career as a stand-up comedian, actor, director. I kind of want one of those who do it all. You know, laugh one out at the Apollo years ago when I was much younger. You know, I'll do some intimate dates here and there now, but mostly the last couple of years or to a decade, a stage actor.
Well, I'm really honored to have you here. And if Ricky and I make it, we'll look for you. And thank you so much for taking a minute to be with us. I know it's a really busy time for you, Rainey. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you for having me. Come on down and see us. It's really, really a fun time.
Take care. It's the Theater Festival in Black and White, presented by Pittsburgh Playwrights, running now through June 12th at the Trust Arts Education Center.